You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Police respond to an anonymous 911 call to find Jamaria Sessions 9 dead with bite marks, abrasions, burns, bruises all over her tiny body. Home surveillance shows homeowner Tyshell Martin sicking her 100-pound Rottweiler on the little girl. Martin kicks Jamaria, who can't stand up after the attack, drags her by the hair, and continues to beat the child.
Nancy, Jamaria's father, Lowan Sessions, was given custody of his daughter after his release from prison, much to Jamaria's grandmother's dismay. Althea Chenault took care of Jamaria after her mother died of cancer. Sessions shared a child with Martin, and when the couple broke up, Sessions left Jamaria in Martin's care. Martin, who had four biological children, frequently punished Jamaria with exercise and beatings. Lowan Sessions, who accused Martin of abuse over text, is now charged with aggravated manslaughter in his daughter's death. Prosecutors have announced their intent to seek the death penalty for Martin.
Tyshell Martin, 34, now charged with murder and aggravated child abuse. Police knock on the window of a stolen truck parked in a Washington neighborhood. The man and woman inside scramble out of the back seat, ask police for a moment to get dressed. Occupants ignoring police command to get out with their hands up. Moments later, the male, still completely nude, runs from the truck into a backyard. Police lose sight of him, but canine officer Bronco seems very interested in a nearby trash can. When police take off the lid, their naked suspect pops out, but abandons any thought of running when he comes face to face with canine Bronco, the unidentified suspect charged with vehicle theft and evading arrest. What about public nudity? I'd like to apologize to Bronco for what you had to see that night. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Texas and a Harris County courtroom where a judge has now sentenced Gloria Williams to 50 years in prison for the severe abuse and neglect of her children, forcing three of them to live for over a year with the decomposing remains of their 8-year-old brother, Kendrick Lee. Authorities discovered the grim scene in October 2021, where the children, alone and malnourished, were surviving in an infested and squalid apartment. Investigators say Kendrick was beaten to death by Williams' boyfriend, Brian Coulter, who was sentenced to life without parole in April. Yet Williams never reported her son's death. Instead, the eldest sibling, at just 15, found the courage to seek help. During sentencing, Williams expressed regret, but prosecutors highlighted her role in the trauma suffered by her children. She had moved to another apartment with Coulter, abandoning her surviving children in appalling conditions. Since her arrest, Williams has relinquished her parental rights. The two younger siblings have been adopted, while the eldest is now with a foster family. Now to a developing story out of the Dominican Republic, where Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco faces a new legal hurdle. We hear details now from Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Prosecutors allege that Franco, already awaiting trial on serious charges, was found carrying a firearm illegally during an altercation in a parking lot on November 10th. Authorities report that police discovered a Glock pistol with a 15-round magazine inside the Mercedes-Benz Franco was driving at the time of the incident. The confrontation, reportedly over a woman's attention, took place in San Juan de la Maguana, resulting in Franco's detention alongside two other individuals, a man and a woman. Dominican authorities confirmed two firearms were seized at the scene. According to Franco's attorney, Teodosio Juarez, no one was physically harmed in the dispute, and both parties have decided against pressing charges. Despite this, Franco could still face a sentence of 3 to 5 years if convicted of unlawful firearm possession. This latest arrest adds to Franco's already significant legal troubles. The 23-year-old is scheduled for trial on December 12th on charges related to sexual abuse of a minor, human trafficking, and exploitation, a case that surfaced in August last year and led to his suspension from Major League Baseball. Just 2 years after signing an 11-year, $182 million contract with Tampa Bay, Franco was placed on the restricted list in July, halting the pay he had been receiving during administrative leave.
With his reputation and career at a standstill, Franco has yet to address the media, but had previously expressed hope, saying, quote, everything is in God's hands.
Thanks, John. Marie Peter Toltz, 41, uses her Master of Fine Arts degree from New York Studio School to build a name in the art world. Marie moves to California to live with boyfriend Valentin Brokesmit, but Brokesmit disappears, failing to pick Marie up from a tennis game. A year later, her family can't get in touch with her. LAPD performs a welfare check. Police get reports of a body at Woodrow Wilson High, 3 miles away. It's Brokesmit. No obvious signs of trauma to the body, and it doesn't appear he's been dead for very long. Police not sure if Brokesmit's death connected to Marie's disappearance 2.5 years ago. Marie Peter Toltz, 5'7", 120 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. If you have info on Marie Peter Toltz, please call LAPD 877-275-5273. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.